Our reading this morning is from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of man. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. The crowd lined the sides of the highway. They climbed trees and cut down branches to wave. They took off their coats and spread them on the road to show respect. Imagine the excitement of that first Palm Sunday when Jesus rode into Jerusalem and a huge crowd greeted him as king. It was only a few days later, though, that another crowd wanted him dead, demanding that he be crucified. Those two views of Jesus as a king and as a criminal are what our text is about today. It was God himself who rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, fulfilling the prophecy from Zechariah. And he was also the man named Jesus. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. But Jesus didn't just appear as a man. He was a man. Think of the incredible love and mercy our God has for us. He didn't just stay in heaven and wave a finger or wiggle his nose to change things and save us. He left absolute perfection, where there are no problems, no hunger, no sickness, no death, and came to live among people on this earth. Not because he just wanted to see what it was like. It was the only way to save us. He did it for us. God humbled himself and was born and lived as a man. He became obedient. Obedient to God, obedient to his own law. How do you see Jesus? How important is it to you that God became a man? It may depend a little bit on how you see yourself. You're sitting in chapel today, that's a good thing. You're attending a Christian college or working at one, and that's good too. But will those things get you into heaven? God demands be perfect. And maybe when you compare yourself to one of those other people you know, you don't look so bad. They stay out all night partying. They don't do their jobs well and complain all the time. They live their lives without even thinking about God at all. You're not so bad. Have you ever decided to sleep in instead of going to church on a Sunday just because you didn't feel like getting up? Have you ever lied to someone? Have you ever cheated? Taken something that didn't belong to you? Disobeyed your parents? Looked at that website you knew you shouldn't look at? How about gossiped? Ever said anything unkind about someone else? If you can answer truthfully that you've never, ever done anything wrong, then you're safe. The problem is that none of us can say that. And even one sin makes us not perfect. How do you see yourself? Don't look into your mirror. Look into God's mirror, his law, and see yourself as he sees you, as he sees me. It's not pretty. And no matter how hard we try to improve ourselves, to make ourselves look better, to God we fail. How do you see yourself? How do you see Jesus? At the end of this week, we'll see him hanging on a cross, dying. And before that, we'll see him beaten severely, bleeding on the purple robes placed on him to mock him, wearing a painful crown of thorns, unable even to carry his own cross. And thank God that we can see him that way, because it means we're saved. When Jesus looked into the mirror of God's law, he saw perfection, a spotless record, no sins, not even a bad thought. But on Friday, as he hung on the cross, every evil thing that you've done, that I've done, was placed on him. and that mirror reflected back every sin ever committed. The Apostle Paul writes, he became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. And Paul's first readers knew exactly what he meant by that. The cross wasn't just any form of punishment. It was reserved for the worst criminals, the murderers, the hardened criminals, those the Roman government wanted to make examples of. And Jesus endured it, even the death of the cross. And we see him that way, dying for us. But we know that the story doesn't end there. Because Jesus didn't remain in his grave, we know the end of the story. On Sunday morning, he rose from the dead. Because Jesus had lived a perfect life, the only person who ever could, God accepted his sacrifice. The perfect life that God demands of you was lived by Jesus. And he exchanges your sinful record for his perfect one. And to prove that, his Father raised him from the dead. How do you see Jesus? Jesus had lived his entire earthly life not looking much like a king. He came from a poor family. As an adult, he had never even had his own home. He couldn't have looked less like a king, but not anymore. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When God himself became man, he clothed himself in humility. He didn't want followers who were after money or power or fame. He wanted those who understood their sins and wanted forgiveness, life, and salvation. But now, see him as he truly is, the name above every name, greater than any earthly king. See him not just as a man dying on a cross, but as the God-man raised from the dead who rules over all things, who has power over heaven and earth, who controls history, who will come again in the glory of the King of Kings to judge the world. See him for who he is, God himself. But the God who cared enough about you, you who have betrayed him, who sin against him, to save you. The God who was so concerned for you that he left paradise to do what you cannot do. The God who loves you so much that he gave his life for you. See Jesus, the Word made flesh, the King of Kings, the Son of God, our Savior. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Please rise for the prayer. We pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have caused your beloved Son to take our nature upon himself, that he might give us the example of humility and suffer death upon the cross for our sins. Mercifully grant us a believing knowledge of this, that we may follow the example of his patience and be made partakers of the benefits of his sacred passion and death. Through the same your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.